I just realized that I didn't button my top button.
Woo-hoo!
I got that.
Awesome. So before we dive in, just want to do a little bit of a check-in. Is there anything you need or anything I should know about as we're entering in our coaching session?
Yeah, so I think I'll give you a quick like kind of intro. I know I told you a little bit before this, but I've done a lot of like self-work and like, what is my purpose? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to do? And I feel like I have so many pieces, and yet there's this door between me and what I'm about to do, and I can't quite find the handle. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. And I love that picture too.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like I've got a ton of things, but I'm not really sure where the handle is to open the door to the next phase. So I have, it's interesting to me because about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I went through the Canfield coaching, group coaching for Success Principles, and they have a find your purpose thing. And the process didn't work for me, but I did a really deep dive meditation and I found some really inner like truths about like my creativity and my love for people and how I can, and that my purpose is to help others see what they can't otherwise see.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I have no idea.
Yeah.
And then before getting on the call with you, I was like, okay, I'm going to meditate before I get on the call. And I'm just going to put myself in a space of inner creativity. And I did a meditation about that had a metaphor of a painter where you have all the colors. So what painting do you want to paint? And I really went in with the intention of, okay, what's this next phase in my life? What's this next thing? How am I going to help people with my creativity and my love and everything I'm going to do? And I didn't even think of creativity and love. That just, sorry, over here on my vision board. The vision that came to me was like a paint can opening from my heart and just spilling onto a canvas with like in big tidal waves of rainbow colors. And then I was in front of a very large group of people and just with radical love in my heart, telling them how much, how amazing that they are and what they can actually accomplish. And then the next thing I saw was me handing paintbrushes in front of an empty canvas. And just kind of supporting them as they stepped into the painting that they painted. And so I have these pieces, right? And I feel like there's like this, okay, I know about myself that I'm a very much a like strategizer and a futuristic person. So it's like, okay, this is where I want to go and this is how I'm going to get there. So I feel like there's this like shift in my life where I've gone to this internal place where I've done these meditations, I've done this internal work. And I'm having a disconnect. And I think that's where the handle to the door is at, is where that disconnect lies. I was really hoping that you might be able to help me talk through it, work through it, and find that deeper connection that I'm having a hard time doing. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Okay. And what I'm sensing, just even in your words, and more importantly, like your expression, that there is this deeper inner, very creative, very spontaneous, coming from the heart flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you so concisely said, and I got the strategic and it's partner. And it was like there's almost two different parts.
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling that. And I feel like as I'm moving into this next phase of becoming a coach, I mean, this is what brought me here was following my heart to here, right?
Yeah.
I literally pulled the trigger on this because I couldn't, like my intuition just brought me here and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Right. And so I just went with it. And it's like, as I'm thinking about this transition, I start to go, okay, how can I strategically get there? What's my goal? Where am I going? Blah, 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 blah. And yeah. I talk really fast.
Yeah, you should be in a different state. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's where I'm finding that like disconnect in between the two of them, and I don't know how to connect them.
So in terms of our time,
mm-hmm.
if there was something I'm hearing, there's a desire to figure out how to connect kind of the strategy future planner with the flow. Is that right? Or
it's almost like, how can I show my futuristic and strategic side of me where the handle is, because my heart and my intuition know, but she's not telling her. Like, how do I connect those two? Is that too much to ask for?
Not at all. And then
it's like my right hand doesn't know what my left hand's doing.
Yeah. Well, if I may reflect, you know, like what's coming up for me is, it's like you've got a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
The lava's flowing,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, it's going in a lot of directions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're the architect of the lava is going, what do I do with this?
Where yeah. That's a good way to put it. That's another way to put it. Yeah. I think that feels real.
You know, and you're asking the question, you know, you said, well, that part of me isn't communicating to the more future strategic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if, and I'm going to throw out a question and see if that helps us orient. Please. I'm wondering, is it that you are wanting to explore kind of what that part of you that is kind of gets you places needs to know or needs? Or it might be something else.
I feel like it's maybe I need to explore what both parts of me need. The part of the get things done part of me needs to know, like I need to know what she needs to be okay with maybe not knowing all the details.
Yeah.
But I think more deeply, I feel like the part of me that does know the details, I want to know what she needs to be able to release them.
To release the details.
Yeah. Like, how does, like, is that part of me feeling unsafe because the other part of me is so loud in the shoulds, you know? Is that part of me, like, scared to explore the heart because the head, now I'm starting to tear up because the head is so like loud. I mean, I've started doing my coursework, and because I've had a business before, before I even got through the first course, like I'm putting together my sales process and my business plan, because it's just like, oh, this fits here, this fits here, this fits here, this fits here. Right. And it almost feels like it's overpowering that part of me. And she's kind of letting it happen, you know? Like, So what does she need to be able to speak up? Because I want to hear what she has to say so much, because I'm getting bits and pieces and glimmers on the other side, but there's something there that's not coming up.
Yeah. So what both sides need.
Right. And so, I don't know, maybe the part of me that is such a planner is maybe just not ready to hear it. I don't know, but yeah, that's kind of what I want to explore.
Okay. And then how would you know that our time has been spent in a way that you're walking away with something? What might you have? No, feel.
To continue my metaphor, I want a flashlight to find the handle. So even if, I mean, it'd be awesome if I found the handle, but at the very least to know that I've made some progress, I would like a glimmer of light to be able to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a glimmer of light to be able to find it. So it sounds like some clarity, perspective. Mm-hmm. That we, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I speak a lot in metaphor.
I can do that.
Good. I'm glad that you can do that.
Well, I just want to reflect something that you may already know about, but metaphors are a beautiful way that the right and left hemispheres can communicate the mind and the heart.
Okay. So they're talking to each other.
They are talking to each other.
They're talking to her. Maybe that's kind of part of why I'm having a hard time articulating it in more simple terms.
Yeah.
Because I have like, because that is how my heart is communicating with my brain, and my brain's like, I mean, I get it, but who else is going to get that? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and you've met somebody that gets it already here.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Yeah. So with that in mind, you did ask the question around needs.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm curious about is you've used a couple labels, head, heart, mm-hmm. get her done part. Mm-hmm. Would it be helpful for you and maybe also me a little bit to maybe kind of have some language around which is the mind part or which is the more creative heart part? Like, what would you label those, just so we can have a conversation when we know which part we're talking with?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking that so we can get some clarity. Yeah, we could just use mind, head and heart.
Head and heart. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. So where do you want to begin? What do I need to know on what you've shared?
The thing that just came up to me after you had said that metaphor is how kind of the head and heart are talking to each other a little bit is maybe my heart's not the one that needs the permission. Maybe it's my head needs the permission to listen. So let's start there.
Okay. So permission to listen.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I feel like there's a rule book that the head's listening to and following. She's very, I feel like she's scared because of past business experiences.
Yeah.
And I closed my last business because it wasn't right for me. And it was failing mostly because I was letting it fail because I didn't want to be doing it. I had a beautiful coach help me realize that one. She's so scared to go outside of this rule book and listen to what my heart has to say because she feels like she's listened in the past and it didn't work out.
To your heart.
Yeah.
Is that true? Because you just shared a story where you weren't following your heart.
Well, at the time I thought that I was because my heart was telling me to start my business. Mm-hmm. It was telling me I needed something more, needed something more meaningful. And I feel like my head listened to my heart and created something that at the time was more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the full answer. Right. So it was missing some pieces.
What was missing?
The piece that my heart, I think, is trying to tell in my head now. Thank you for just giving me space to work this out and ask questions. Thank you. Yeah. So I'm feeling like this is already helping. I feel like, you know, maybe my heart was saying, hey, like, there's something more meaningful, and also you're capable of so much more than just pushing buttons and making pretty things for people. Mm-hmm. And my head went, yes, but we know how to push buttons and make pretty things for people. So let's make a creative studio. And in doing that, I actually ended up finding my knack for branding. And so I kind of went that direction. And still hated it. And creative strategy, I went that direction, still hated it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I can connect the dots between creative content and development and making the pretty stuff. And what kind of stuff should we put out? Because we got to talk to the right people and tell the right stories. So creative strategy, let's try that. Hated it. And my heart keeps pointing to, there's a nugget of information in all of that, mm-hmm. in the ability to listen to what somebody says. A producer has always been able to walk into my motion design bay and go, I want something like it does this and then whoosh, whoosh, and then that. And then I don't know what I want. And I'm like, no problem. Click, click, click. Here you go. How did you get that out of my head? And that ability that is at the core of all of that, and my ability to say, okay, like when you say that you care about this as a business, this is how it translates into colors and shapes and everything. Like, this is how a person walks into a room, is the font, how they say hello, all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
My ability to see that connection, there's something there. Yeah. Right. And so I feel like my head's trying to figure out, is that where it's at? And my heart's like, when I go into my heart and I meditate, it comes up with, use my love and creativity to help others see what they otherwise cannot, a year and a half ago. And then this morning, handing paintbrushes out and using radical love to inspire people to take the paintbrush to begin with, right? And like all this paint coming from my heart. So it's like, that's the metaphor that keeps coming up. And my brain's like, okay, so what does that translate into? Trying to figure it out. And I realized that, like, I ended up closing that business because ultimately it wasn't right, because there's something more there.
Yeah.
And it's not push the buttons, make the things, give it to the people, right? And
can I reflect something?
Please.
Only because I'm sensing some patterns here, and yes. I wanted to see, like, as I reflect this back, because it sounds like you started you know, working creatively,
mm-hmm.
and you kept shaping how you were working creatively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the picture that I keep coming up with is you're on this journey and you're like, I'm going to take this path, and I take this path, and I take this path, but you weren't finding what you really found, but you found, you know, a superpower.
Yeah.
That you can pull what's inside of someone that they can't see for themselves or even articulate for themselves.
Right.
And bring it to life.
Yes.
You know, might that journey just have been part of your process? Like the path you had to travel, much like we go to college forever and go like, only to learn that what we knew in grade school was probably what we wanted anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe not exactly, but
yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, with that experimentation and that noodling around, if that created a little bit of distrust in your mind, that it's maybe holding on a little bit harder to wanting to have that map right now.
Yeah. I think that feels right, because I decided when I was 12, I was going to do visual effects for TV, and that's what I do. So I do a lot of other things too. I have clients in across the board in this realm, but that was like, I decided when I was 12 and that's what I went towards and that's what I did. And so that part of me, I think the head is like, yeah, but this is how we do things. So
yeah.
And my heart is like, it feels like my heart's been trying to scream it at her for 38 years.
Yeah.
But and it feels so right to be in conversation and in relationship with people who have a hard time seeing things,
yeah,
and help them to bring it to outside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did the Discover You exercises, all of the pattern was like things that people, it was all in that kind of realm of helping people see stuff.
Yeah, then those darn invisibles. Well, in a way, isn't that what you're looking for now? Those invisible influences that are playing inside of you?
Yeah.
Right, the exactly. Same conflict. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was hoping you could help me, because I don't know how to do it to myself.
Well, I'm going to challenge you a little bit here, because you have a lot of radical clarity. You know, because you've
okay, seen this. For the audio recording, my face was shocked.
You're wait, saying, what? But I don't think you're hearing yourself.
Okay.
I'm hearing not only a process that you could do to work with people, but I'm hearing that you also recognize that your mind mm-hmm. needs to have that trust that there's a plan in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're aware that your heart is screaming and the mind isn't listening, and that there's something that's preventing it from getting out of that rigidity enough time to create space
mm-hmm.
for your heart to express. You know, I'm not using your exact words. I'm just trying to pull the threads back through. But that's what you've been talking about. That the mind is being protective.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious how I could take that. Because yeah, that's everything that I just said, which I kind of giggled because I'm like, okay, so what you're telling me is I have the flashlight. I just had to push the button.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. But yeah, so how can I? Can you? Do you think you could ask me more questions that could help me understand how I can help my mind, help my head to feel safe to listen to my heart?
Yeah. Well, I think it comes back to that question, and maybe, I know this might sound weird. Why am I conditioning it that way? I don't know. But if you are interested, take the perspective of your heart, and maybe if you could bring your attention to your heart, you know, if it helps to close your eyes, to kind of just drop into your heart, feeling your lungs, how they nicely encase your heart, breathing fresh air in. Maybe from your heart's perspective, answer that question. What does your mind need? And if there's an image, a metaphor, a memory, a color, or a shape that comes up that's not language, but a visual, I'm waiting as long as you need. Ah, something. I got to giggle.
The visual that comes up is a hug.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just going to go off the rails here because I'm just going to keep following it.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels like my heart is saying, it's okay. We're we're finally home. And then here comes my head arguing.
Yeah. What awareness.
Arguing that it's just yeah buts. Like there's nothing behind it. It's just yeah but, yeah but, yeah but.
I'm wondering, Amanda, using your painting metaphor, you would allow yourself to go into a visualization where you could let the mind hold that paintbrush for a moment. And let it express itself, because it sounds like it's a little bit frayed.
It's funny, the heart uses a bunch of colors and the head uses a pencil.
That's okay. So what's it drawing?
She is drawing a chart, a timeline of everywhere we've been.
Yeah.
And trying to ask the question, yes, but what's the next step?
Well, let's ask that question. What is the next step? And maybe let's ask it of your gut. Or to maybe bring yourself down to your gut, to a different perspective. What would be a small next thing?
Ah, head, let the gut talk. The head immediately starts like trying to reach back into the timeline and say, what about this? What about this? What about this? And that's where I start to confuse myself.
Yeah.
Of, like, these are all the tangibles that you're able to do and able to create.
Yeah.
Throughout your life and career.
Yeah. I have a curiosity.
Please.
Talk to me about what it's like to be handing someone a paintbrush.
Exciting.
What are they doing with that paintbrush?
Oh my gosh. Anything they want. They get to show anything they want. They get to see anything they want. They get to create it. They can ask me what colors to use and anything you want.
The word freedom comes up.
Yeah.
Liberation. So what is it that they will have when they can see their own light and have their own flashlight? What does that bring them?
Well, freedom definitely applies. I think joy. Opportunities, a future, anything they want.
Yeah.
Keep my eyes closed because this is helping. So my gut is telling my heart that, or my head, sorry. My gut is telling my head that the next step is to sit in this awareness of why she doesn't want to listen. Mm-hmm. Why she is afraid to, it's like she has two in her head, she has two options in my head's head. she's got two options. She can either leave everything behind or pull something from the past. And my heart says it's not all or nothing. And my gut says, figure it out. Like why you are where you are, and why I have this belief that I need to stay on the same path.
Yeah. So I'm hearing some things, some possible steps, is maybe looking back at what you're pulling forward, mm-hmm. that this is not lost. It's not all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And then also exploring that belief. So if you were able to maybe look at all the things that you're able to bring forth into this new and even better, more aligned business, and then give the gift of yourself to kind of work with that belief, how does the head feel about that? That Mr. Mind, Mrs. Mind. Getting potato heads in my mind, sorry.
That's quite okay. I love it. Yeah, she's cool with that because it's a to-do list.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like my gut is telling my head, like, you've started to draw the rest of the timeline without taking this step first. So erase the timeline and sit with it, and then and understand it, and then it can branch off. Beautiful. It becomes an Avengers timeline with all the different multiverses. Sorry.
So I'm wondering if there's anything, knowing that I've just got a few minutes and I'd be delighted to do a part two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did want to reflect something and then ask kind of a question to orient you to maybe something you could commit yourself to. So I wanted to just notice that when I asked you about to kind of dive into giving the paintbrushes, mm-hmm. your state completely changed, and you immediately changed out of the mind being the big voice to the gut. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to anchor that back, that you bringing yourself into that possibility changed your state and your mind with it pretty quickly. So you got some powerful mind tools in there, mm-hmm. to be able to maybe disrupt that voice when it gets yeah. so loud.
Okay. I think we all need to just get together and have a powwow, all of these parts of me.
Whole party.
Yeah. Let's sit around the table and have a conversation.
Hey, you could maybe that could happen.
Yeah. It absolutely can.
Of course, I got pictures of paintings, you know, like blank canvases, and then you go on each one. Wild, whatever that looks like for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I have this just that I already feel like I've got like a visual of like three different inner parts of me that are already now talking more than they were before the call. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me know if you want to move to the rest of the conversation when we have a little bit more time.
Okay. That went fast. Yeah.
I know. And you traveled very, very far. I just want you to know that. And I'll send you a link to the recording too, because that might be helpful for you to hear you.
Yeah, that will definitely be helpful. I wrote down a couple of key takeaways of, you know, kind of pulling forward, like recognizing what I'm trying to pull forward and then explore those beliefs a little bit and allowing myself to remove the timeline and branch off into a new multiverse. So thank you, Marvel, for that word.
That's awesome. Well, I just want to check, are you feeling complete enough in this moment?
In this moment, I am, yes. And yes, I would love to continue the conversation in a part two and see what that looks like.
Woo! So just let me know, you know, either use the same link or shoot me an email.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Beautiful work. Love your mind, my dear.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, thanks. My mind is hugging you back.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.